Michael, how come you didn't call my phone?
I did, and this is what I got. Your phones are kind of screwed up, I guess. This is the number I always call.
You always call me. That's why I'm like, they're like, hey, Michael's on the phone. He's asking for you. And I'm all, how come he didn't call my phone?
I did. Okay, we got an American. We got an American problem here. Okay.
Okay, what's wrong?
I am from the other side of the tracks, old school, whip ass if you don't do the right shit. Okay. So.
Uh huh.
Ivan, he's not. And he gets on the phone with me and he tells me that I can't remember whether it was Google or the people who are doing the background check that he's telling me that the people that they're supposed to get the information from hasn't given them the information yet. Now, as well as you know me, do not come to me with that bullshit. You need to ask those jackasses wherever they get their information from, who's that? Because that's the person that I'm going to call. Because whoever is taking that answer and saying, oh, well, you know, they haven't sent us the information in 3 months, those jackasses need to be fired.
Okay, so what did Ivan tell you again?
He said, I can't remember whether it was, who does the background check?
Evident ID.
Yeah, those guys said that they haven't received the information from the people who they get the information from. And I said, well, who the hell is that? He said, I guess it's the municipality. I said, at 3 months into this, I'm not guessing shit. I want to know, tell me. It's the municipality, and who it is, I'll carry my happy ass down there right now, and I'll be jerking the knot in somebody's ass.
You didn't talk like that to him, did you?
No, because he's sensitive.
I was going to say, please don't talk like that, because then it's like, you know what I mean? Okay, so. No. I understand what you're saying. You're trying to get to the bottom. Who didn't send the information, right?
Right.
Like, where's the miscommunication?
I said, Ivan, it's not good to come to me with that answer because I want to know who's dropping the ball. I'm going to their office, and I'm going to stick that ball where it's supposed to be. I need this handle, and I want an answer. I don't want somebody saying, oh, well, we don't have the information yet. Horseshit. It's way overdue. Whoever... And I said, Ivan, let me tell you something, brother. I live in Ravenel. I don't even go to the grocery store here because they're so stupid.
Then how do you eat if you don't go grocery shopping? You buy out to eat all the time? That is so unhealthy.
I always go to the store on the way home.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Because we don't have a Publix here. And we don't have a Whole Foods. We got a Food Line, and I don't like don't even get me going because the people are so damn stupid here. But I'll go down to if the places where I get the information is from the Sheriff's Department. The Sheriff's Department is 5 minutes from my house, and they don't like me going down there.
Jeez.
Because I got a ticket long ago, and I went into the courtroom, and they said, your case is missed. I said, your ass needs to put that in writing, because if by the time I hit the parking lot, y'all going to want to put me in handcuffs. They said, no, you're good. Okay, fine.
Yeah, I know that the manager, Ivan, they've been in communication with Evident. So I know that he is waiting to get another response from them on what he's been communicating. That's why I said it was best for Ivan to talk to you, because I don't know the whole logistics of it, because that's their department, right? I'm always going to answer your calls, Michael, because that's the rapport you and I have.
He told me he was going to call me today. I said, don't say something that you ain't going to be doing now. I said, because that's when it starts get going sideways.
Well, you know it ain't the end of the day yet, Michael.
I'm just telling you, it's
I know, you're just, I get it.
He comes to me with this, oh, well, you know, evidence hasn't got the information yet. They could give a crap if I said, Ivan, let me tell you something, brother. I'm being real calm. I'm trying to be real calm with you. I said, but you need to understand, this is costing me a shit ton of money. He said, do you want your money back? I said, at this point, I don't want shit back. I want you to tell me
to get it done.
Who they get their information from. That's all. If they can tell you where they get their information, I will go down there. Wherever they are, I will take my happy ass down there. I will straighten this out myself. And they will be calling you going, man, we are just so sorry. I mean it. I want this shit straight. And I'm not blaming y'all. But for Ivan to take that answer, like, oh, well, you know, we got this email, or I talked to this guy, and he said they don't. No. Apparently, they don't care enough to get to the bottom of it. But somebody, and that's probably going to be me, is going to get to the bottom of who's dropping this ball. So.
Well, I just sent him a message.
Michael's
and I said, I told him, Michael's on the phone. And I asked him what time he's going to be calling you, but I asked him too. Who does he need to reach out to?
Right. That's why I want to go somewhere. I want to find out who's not talking to evidence. It just took me 3 weeks to get my insurance company to send the proper documentation to this other group. Why? Because those jackasses had the wrong email, and I'd already given them the right. They had to send it to me, and I had to send it to them so they couldn't get it. How ridiculous. When you're dealing with government people, holy.
Hold on.
I told him, I said, those people are evident. They need to be fired.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting a migraine just thinking about it. I got to take me some drugs.
No, you need to drink some water. You don't need your blood pressure up.
Oh, it's there. Because I threw myself up to death.
Let me see. I'm asking him to see when he's calling you back.
I would just tell you where I gotta go.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, I'm messaging him, so on the chat right now. Because I know right now he's waiting for Evident to respond to him, but I mean, I don't know where the disconnect was because you're saying he told you he was calling you back, but I mean, it's like this. If I call you, if I told you, right, let's just say me, Nadine, I'm telling you, okay, I'm waiting to hear from so-and-so. I'll call you as soon as I speak with them. If I haven't spoken with them, I'm calling you to tell you I haven't spoken with them yet. I mean, is that what you would rather that I do, or would you rather that we wait to get the response and then call you with, okay, Michael, here's what's going on? Tell me.
I would rather you give me a phone number for,
so you can handle it. Right.
What's the phone number of the, what's the name of those people?
Evident ID.
Yeah. Give me a direct number to those jackasses so I can get into this, because if they're doing this business for Google, they need to get on the ball.
Yeah, they're dropping the ball. Yeah. Because Google uses them and another one called Pinkerton. So if they're not handling it on their end, like, there's got to be someone who's got to be held accountable for it. I know that when we send out the information, we're on top of it and stuff. But once they have it, it's like we're waiting on them to say, okay, approved, you know. So, like, we're like sitting ducks too. And we send support requests and all that. So it's like, we wait on responses too. Trust me. I mean, we're on top of it, because we're servicing you, Michael. We're in it to help you, right?
Here's the thing. Those jackasses, if they don't get a response within 4 or 5 days, well, then they need to be getting in somebody's butt. That's what they need. They don't need to be waiting week after week on government people. Hell, I'd like to fire the government anyway.
Well, then it would just be a mess here if we didn't have a government.
Don't,
but we're not going to get into it. That's a whole different conversation.
I think private sector does a hell of a good job. You don't get paid unless you're working.
Right. True that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. My husband, when he worked in construction with his uncle told him, don't ever let anyone catch you standing around doing nothing. Even if you finished what the task that you were given to do and you finished it early, grab a broom and a dustpan and start sweeping. Don't ever get caught standing around doing nothing. People don't pay you to stand around. He taught him that a long time ago when he was a kid, because he would take him like in the summertime to go work.
I'd make a stand up and get your ass over here. And you can hang me tools. I'm doing nothing to hand me tools.
Well, I mean, but the whole concept of it is when you're working the whole time. You know what I mean? Nowadays, millennials, I don't know what's going on. Even with my own kids, I tell them, like, some of them are like, we used to tell them, oh, come over the house, you know, help us with this and that, and we'll pay you, you know, and it's like, oh, nah, I don't want to. Are you serious? And my husband's like, you guys just want the money in your hand? I'm like, yeah, they don't want to work for it. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So guess what? The ATM's closed here. This bank shut down a long time ago for them.
God bless you.
Especially my oldest. She took advantage. She took advantage. And when I'm your parent and I feel like I'm being taken advantage, then I need to set the boundary. So, yep. All right, so he's going to be calling you. I told him you need to call him. He needs he's waiting for a response, so I let him know. In the notes, I did put that if you're wanting a number, somebody to call, so that way you can get on it. All righty. So
I know y'all
busy. He's not over yet.
I'm not the only one that y'all got to be handling, but this thing here, this is the thing that I want handled, and I will handle it.
Okay. I understand.
So if he can give me a person, whether it's an evident or it's in the county or wherever it is, if he can give me anything, I'm telling you, I'm gonna be on it.
Okay. You got it. So I've sent the note. Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.